I put it on my heart, total praise Tuesday, and we are now going to go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our Heavenly King, our Deliverer, our Savior, our Friend, our Confidant, our Comforter, our Healer, you are our all, and we give you total praise, all praise goes to you. Lord, we thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to get up this morning with the full activity of our limbs, because it is in you we move and we breathe and we have our very being. And Father, we thank you that without you, we can do nothing. We are nothing. But with you, we can do everything, because you told us in your word that you would give us strength. We can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We thank you so much, Lord, for enabling us to share together this morning on the TMC call. We thank and praise you, oh God, for Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts and the entire Diaz de Leon family for their obedience to hear your voice, that they were spirit-led to not only start Artists International, but to start the TMC call as your work through Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts. Now, Lord, we're asking that you continue to direct and order their thoughts, order their footsteps, Father, that no weapon formed against them shall ever prosper, and they will experience favor in every area of their lives. And, Father, whatever their hands touch, let it prosper. Lord, we thank you so much for each and every family member who has joined us this morning. Oh, my God, you know exactly what they stand in need of. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing it. We thank you, Lord, that we know we hear your voice and a voice of a stranger we will not follow. Oh, God, bless their entire families. They're going out and they're coming in. Now, oh, Lord, we lift up our speaker before you this morning. Father, thank you for the word that we will receive that we know will be nourishing to our souls, oh God. We know it will be nourishing, Lord, to every part of us, Lord, and that we will be able to go out and be a blessing to somebody else with what we hear this morning. Now, Father, bless the speaker indeed. Bless their entire household. Bless their ministry in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we command that this call, it's going to go forth with clarity. We bind Satan and any hindrances he might want to bring against it. We bind all his cohorts. Oh, God, they are defeated because you have given us that authority to trample them under our feet. So we know this will be a crisp and clear call, and we give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family. Let's go out and continue to praise the Lord for the good things he has done in our lives. And in all things, we give him praise because he knows the end of the situation from the beginning. I will now turn the call over to our host. Are you there?
I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mrs. Fakai, my sister, God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting the people and opening us up with that word to the Lord. And I just want to say good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank everyone for joining us in the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary, and we wish you all the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. This call is all about the Master, and as a family, we gather early in the morning, faithfully to give God the reverence, praise, glory, honor that is due him each and every day. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, the super fantastic Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. When God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, which is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And we know that God is a God of order, and so we know that this call is founded on Scripture. And that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin the call in prayer, we end the call in prayer, and we hope that you continue each and every day in prayer. This call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday. That's rain, shine, snow, hail, sleet, holiday. We will be here to give God the praise and glory that is due him each Monday through Friday. Today's message can be listened to today and only today by dialing 712-432-1085, access code 957-677-POUND. All of the messages have been recorded and archived from the inception of the call and can be played back by visiting our website, themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net. If you are feeling led to join the team, or if you have a word from the Lord for such a time as this, if you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. And either Dr. V or Minister Robin, our prayer general, will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artists International. They do this call to keep us informed, energized, and moving forward to enhance the lives of others. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Well, it is time for me to move out of the way so that God's chosen mouthpiece with the message can come forth and bless us this morning. Today's speaker is none other than Dr. Thomasina Pickens, founder of Real Word Ministries, Inc. RWM is located in San Antonio, Texas. The Lord opened the doors of Real World Ministries in June 2004, and she immediately became an outreach ministry, assisting the Battered Women's Shelter, ministering under bridges, Grace House, and many other places where hurting people reside. The prison ministry began in 2005 as the Lord began to send ex-offenders to her church home. The church is currently inside the prisons where they minister weekly on a weekly basis to both male and females throughout the state of Texas. Dr. Thomasina is also a certified life, career, and transitional coach and obtained her certification through CCE, which is the Center for Credentialing and Education. She has a company, the Real Life Coaching Center, where she helps people transition in life. It is Dr. Thomasina's heart desire to help both men and women to turn their lives around so that our homes will be restored. She states how it hurts her heart to see so many youth confused and with no direction due to their parents making a mistake. It is her heart's desire to reunite the families back together again. It is also Dr. Thomasina's desire one day to open the Real Hope Home, where she can bring families back together again and teach the mother and father how to parent their children. Dr. Thomasina truly believes that once a person knows better, they will begin to do better. So I present to some and introduce to others Dr. Thomasina Pickens. Dr. Pickens, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, and thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Amen. The floor is yours. Yes, I can. Take it away.
Thank you. I want to just give honor to God, first of all, for this awesome opportunity, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me to come today and bring forth the word today. I've prayed over this word. I pray that it will bless someone and that it will take someone to their next level in Christ Jesus. When I started with Artists last year, last January 2014, one of the things that attracted me to the company was this call. I was so amazed that a company would start out the day with prayer and a word from God. And that just, I just couldn't believe that. I had never heard of anything like that. You know, my 35-plus years of working, I had never heard that before. And it really blessed me to get on the call and hear all the words of encouragement. And then to get on the morning call with Dr. Cook, and it continued. And so I quickly realized that God was using this company not, it wasn't about the product, it was about building up the kingdom, building up the people. And that just really blessed me beyond measure. So this morning, God sent me here to remind someone that it all works together for our good. And that's from Romans 8:28. So many times we don't understand what we're going through, why we're going through it, what's going on, and all those other factors. But understand one thing, dear hearts. Everything that we go through has been, number one, approved by God, because we cannot go through anything without God's approval. He will not allow the enemy to touch us without his approval. You know, when you go back to Job, and I stay in Job all the time, the Lord asked Satan, have you considered my servant Job? So we have to understand that the things that we go through in life is to take us from one place to the next place. Because when you go to the book of Jeremiah, the Bible tells us, for he knows the plans that he has for our lives. We don't know what the plan is, but if we spend time with the Father, he will tell us what that plan is. And I just want everyone today to be encouraged, to not be discouraged, to know that God is in this thing with us. We're not in it by ourselves. You know, we just came over from the Passover from the past weekend, and that story, I always minister about the two thieves that was on the cross with Jesus, because as the one thief to his left was saying, you know, I thought you were the Messiah. Who are you? You can't even get yourself down. The Lord showed us something so phenomenal. He didn't even respond to that foolishness. He didn't say one word back to him. He looked to the man to the right who had already said, look, don't talk to him like that. We deserve what we're going through. This man hasn't done anything wrong. We have sinned. And Jesus turned to that man. He says, you will be in paradise with me today. So I want to encourage you this, as you go through this journey, as you build your business, not everybody's going to support you. Not everyone's going to believe in you. Not everyone's going to encourage you. But know right now that the Bible says that Jesus is at the right-hand side of the Father, and he's interceding on our behalf. And don't listen to the people to the left that are putting doubt and fear and negativity into you. God has given you a gift. Use that gift accordingly. When I started out with artists last year, it just blessed me so much, because everybody that I sold a product to, before I sold them the product, I had an opportunity to minister to them. God was sending me hurting men and women that didn't need the product to drop three, you know, dress sizes, but they needed word of encouragement. They needed to know that God still loved them. They may have been physically messed up, but they were spiritually damaged as well. So before I sold any products, I had an opportunity to tell them about King Jesus. So in the beginning, my appointments would take 2 hours, because I was ministering to them about the Lord. And God had given me that opportunity through this business. And I want you to be encouraged and know that God has you right where he wants you. It's not by chance. It's not by circumstance. It is designed. He is a very strategic God, and he has placed you exactly where he wants you to be. He has given you the exact leader that he wants you to have. My leader is Executive President Candina Mosley. He has given me her, and he knew what I needed. He knew that I needed someone that was self-focused but means business. He knew that I needed someone who would encourage me, but someone who would also push me. And so God knows what we need. He knows better than we do. And so we have to just trust and believe that God is real and that God knows what he's doing. And as we move forward, continuing to trust and believe in God and knowing that he already has the victory. You already have the victory. It's already been done. It's already done. We just have to walk through it to get to the place where God wants us to be. But it's already done. He has already worked everything out. And turn with me real quick to Jeremiah 29. And we're going to look at, we're going to go ahead and start verse 11, Jeremiah 29:11. He says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." That is a boldness. That is confidence. He says, "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." I mean, that, I don't know about you, but that just sealed the deal for me. It's like, what, God? You want to prosper me. God does not want us to be broke. He wants us to have money so that we can help others as needed, so we can do kingdom work. He says, I'm not trying to hurt you. I don't want to harm you. I'm not trying to discourage you. I'm trying to encourage you. He says, because then he goes on to say, because I want to give you hope and a future. That, those two words, hope and a future, so powerful. He says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. But he says, I need you to come and spend time in my presence. And that's what he said with this call. He says, before you start discussing business, I want you to come here first and sit with me for a minute and let me minister to you. Let me love on you. Let me guide you. Let me help you with your thought process. And then I'll allow you to discuss business. So profound. Like, start with me first. And then when you look at verse 13, he says, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Seeking him with everything that is within us. Everything. If we have fear, take it to God. If we have doubt, take it to God. Everything. He says, just seek me with everything. We can be completely honest with God. He says, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord, and I will bring you back from captivity. So it's nothing that we can get ourselves caught up in that God cannot pull us out of. Because God loves. People often get confused with the fact that God's word says he loves the sinner. It's the sin he hates, and he hates the sin because his word says the sin separates us from him. So that's why he hates the sin, but he never hates the sinner. He loves his children. He loves us dearly, no matter what. So you may be feeling like, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know how this is going to come to pass. You may have the money, but your body's feeling a little different. Your body's not functioning like it used to. Family members may be having some issues, and I came to tell you today, to be encouraged, because everything that you're going through right now, every single thing is working together for your good. And God Almighty, has already worked it out. You just have to sit with him and get the direction that you need and the instructions that you need from him so that you can move forward. So don't allow life's journey to get you off track and to get you confused and upset with God, because he loves you dearly, and he wants only the best for his children. So in closing, I just want you to know that God loves you, and fearfully and wonderfully you were made in the image of God. And if God be for you, this is his word. He says, if I be for you, who can come against you? He said, I want to know who can come against you if I'm for you. And so, dear hearts, be encouraged today to know that God is working it out on your behalf. He loves you. He's going to give you the revelation that you need to take your business, to take your ministry, to whatever you're doing, you're on the workplace, to take you to that next level so that you will be the light in that dark place, and so that he will get the glory from your life. We have to make sure we always give God the glory and the honor. And I thank him for all the opportunities he has given me. I thank him for the unlimited opportunities. You have what you say. And so today, let's begin to speak his word, understanding that it's all going to work together for my good, so I don't have to be doubtful, afraid, or upset, or frustrated, because it's going to work itself out. In Jesus' name, thank you all.
Thank you, Dr. Thomasina, for that word. After I pray and give some announcements, I'll be calling you back for the benediction.
Okay.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you for the woman of God you had come forward with the message. Father, we thank you for Dr. Thomasina and her yes. We thank you that you will continue to keep your hands on her ministry, on her family, and that it will prosper, oh God, because you have ordained it to do so. Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to just continue to be the lamp unto her feet and the light unto her path, and every person who comes into her life. Let her affect them with positive change because she is affecting them for your kingdom. Lord, we thank you for the master's call. We thank you for the two amazing women of God who said yes to this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Lord, continue to keep them and guide them and be their all in all. Lord, as they go out each and every day, continue to minister to their hearts, meet their needs, do the exceeding and abundantly according to the power that worketh in them. And as they go out each and every day, touching the lives and changing lives, continue to just love on them. Let them feel your presence like never before. We thank you for the Des De Leon family and Artist International, which is the thread that has brought us all together here on this call today. We thank you that the products are life-changing. We thank you that Artist is reloaded and ready to go and relaunch. We thank you for the restoration. We thank you that you are the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Father, we know that sickness and disease are all a name, all names that must bow down to the mighty name of Jesus. So we bind them up right now in his name because we know that you are working it out for not only our good, but for your glory, God. We thank you because we know that you love us more than we love ourselves, that you've loved us from the beginning. Father, you know our beginning from our end, and we just praise you for that because we know that we know that we know that your plan, your purpose, your will for our life is perfection. And as long as we walk according to that will, we walk in your presence. Lord, we desire more of your presence each and every day. We desire to sit at your feet and just begin to glean and grow in your presence. We thank you for our big brother. We thank you for this past Resurrection Sunday because we know that without it, without the blood he shed on Calvary's cross, we would be all messed up. We thank you for him restoring our right relationship with you that we may come boldly to the throne of grace and receive mercy. So we just want to continue to do all that you have ordained for us, all that you have purposed for our lives. God, we desire to walk in it. And if you don't will it, God, we don't want it. So we just want to continue to glorify your name, to magnify your name, because you, God, you are almighty. You are all powerful. You are just all that we are just pressing towards, Father, because we want to be more like our big brother Jesus. We want to grow more like him each and every day. So we just want to continue to be in the right place at the right time, Lord. And we will be anxious for nothing because we know that we can come to you and you've got it figured out better than we ever could. You've got the plan that is perfect for our lives. And your word says in Jeremiah 29:11, I know the plans I have for you. So we just thank you that you love us enough to have a plan for us, Father, to continue to keep us, lead us, and guide us throughout each and every day. And we just want to continue to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that is due you each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, if you want to listen to today's message, you can do so by dialing 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, please email us at info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Immediately following this call is the MMC call hosted by Platinum President Dorothy Cook and a host of other dynamic leaders throughout Artist International. That number is 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Again, 530-881-1300, access code 539-598-POUND. Here is where I tell you to go out and be those great ministers in the marketplace and to greet your brother and sisters with Jesus' joy. Dr. Thomasina, can you come back and give us our benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for all the opportunities that are out there waiting for us, Lord God. Father God, keep us focused on our mission and our assignment for your namesake, Father God. Don't allow us to turn to the left nor to the right, but keep us focused on where you're taking us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you love us unconditionally. And we thank you, Father God, that everything that we've gone through and all the things we will go through is going to work itself out for our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.